On Tuesday, those prosecuting Deputy Prime Minister Jiří Čunek on charges of corruption called a halt to the investigation. Jiří Čunek, who is also the Minister of Regional Development and the chairman of the Christian Democrats, can now get on with his political career. But questions remain. The scandal has left Czechs asking what really happened in the Čunek case and whether corruption is really dealt with in the right way in this country. Jan Richter has more.
The corruption case involving Jiří Čunek broke in December last year. The daily Mladá fronta Dnes reported on a police investigation involving bribes allegedly accepted by Mr. Čunek, the former mayor of the North Moravian town of Vsetín. Meanwhile, though, Jiří Čunek was elected the chairman of the Christian Democrats, and in January 2007 he became the deputy prime minister in the centre-right government formed by Mr. Topolánek. His rise to power is seen by some analysts as the principal factor that had a significant impact on how his case has been handled. Michal Štička of Transparency International Czech Republic.
The prosecutor's decision to halt corruption proceeding against Mr. Čunek is definitely bad news for the Czech general public. We suppose that this decision opens door to speculations that the Czech repression system, i.e. police and state prosecution, is biased towards politicians and people who hold certain positions in the state or belong to the Czech elite.
The accusation raised against Mr. Čunek was straightforward. In 2002, he put 500,000 Czech crowns, almost $25,000, into his personal account, only a few days after the same amount was withdrawn by a real estate company which frequently did business with the Vsetín town hall. Mr. Čunek's secretary told the police that the mayor had bribed her about the money. After 6 months of investigation that put Jiří Čunek as well as Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek under considerable pressure from the opposition, Supreme State Prosecutor Renata Vesecká took the case from Přerov, where it regionally belonged, and assigned it to a state prosecutor in Jihlava. This move in particular raised suspicion that the Supreme State Prosecutor was acting on political incentive. I asked analyst Jan Urban if he thought that this was the crucial point in the whole affair.
If you have burned the soup, as we say, Czech, it doesn't matter what you do at the end. It will not be tasty. The case was wrecked from the very beginning. It was highly politicized from police side, from the media side, from political parties' involvement, and the moving of the case by the state prosecution was just one of many wrong steps made in this case. It definitely was not fair.
The prosecution's decision to stop the investigation and even to send the detective responsible before an interior ministry funeral leaves a sour aftertaste. Mr. Čunek never plausibly explained where the money he saved in his account came from, and some of his supporters even pressured witnesses to testify in his favour. While Mr. Čunek's case is now officially closed, the affair reflects poorly on how corruption is fought in the highest circles of Czech politics. Michal Štička of Transparency International.
There are certain things that make us think that the investigation was not carried out in a standard way. We think that the message is pretty clear. There is a group of people who are basically untouchable.
That was Michal Štička, ending that report by Jan Richter.